we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored toward service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Both my marketing and the analytical side of me are giddy for you to hear today's podcast episode with Kyle Summer. This is like an in-process case study about how Kyle is utilizing TikTok to grow her visibility, increase traffic to her website, and most importantly, increase her sales. Now, Kyle is a Paper Camp alumni. She's the owner of Summer Letter Co., where she makes stationery and gifts featuring watercolor artwork. She describes her brand is classy, but a little undone. She's hugely inspired by nature and vibrant colors, which she brings into her product line. Since joining TikTok 3 months ago, Kyle has amassed almost 12,000 followers. But more importantly than the number of followers, she has seen her website traffic increase by 30%, and her daily sales in her online shop have increased by more than 15%. On today's episode, Kyle shares how she got started on TikTok and why she committed to posting on TikTok daily for 2 whole months. That was her testing ground, and then she looked at analytics. We talked about her journey of TikTok exploration, how TikTok is different than Instagram. We talked about content strategies that she's using and also not using, and which analytics she's monitoring so that she can track audience and financial growth. She can track back the work she's doing on TikTok directly to sales. Real quick though, I wanted to let you know that we will be opening the doors to Paper Camp soon, and you're going to want to get on the wait list by going to proof2product.com/papercamp. Paper Camp is our signature program where we teach you everything you need to know to start, grow, and scale the wholesale side of your business. We have helped thousands of brands, including Kyle, prep their business for wholesale. Our Paper Camp alumni sell to stores like Target and Anthropologie, Barnes & Noble, Container Store, as well as independent boutiques all around the world. Join the waitlist at proof2product.com/papercamp and you will get first access to tickets. I will tell you too that we intentionally keep Paper Camp class sizes small because I want you to get hands-on help and I want you to connect with other students. And I'll also mention that we have sold out every single time we've offered this program over the last 10 years. So definitely join that waitlist at proof2product.com/papercamp. All right, let's get into all sorts of goodness around TikTok with Kyle Summer of Summer Letter Co. Hey Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Katie. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to chat with you today. Before we jump into talking about TikTok and how it's transformed your business, tell everyone what you create and what you sell.
Okay, so I'm primarily an artist first. I make stationery and greeting cards featuring my watercolor designs, lots of florals, lots of nature, lots of colorful stuff, very wholesome, heartfelt, and encouraging.
I love that. You know your tagline there. Okay. And you sell direct to consumer as well as wholesale, correct?
Yes. Actually, direct to consumer is the larger portion of my business. So I'm interested in growing wholesale, but it's newer for me.
Awesome. Okay. Pre-TikTok, before you joined TikTok, what marketing platforms were you focused on? And did you feel like they were doing a good job of driving sales for you?
So back in the day, I tried a little blogging. Too much effort, not enough return. I have been on Instagram for 5 years and it took me about 5 years to get 2,000 followers. So I'm not a major account on Instagram. I'm not wildly successful there. I do outreach at pop-up shows and I obviously have my wholesale line. So those are kind of my main outreach and marketing focuses, but TikTok has been a game changer.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. You've used TikTok as a way to grow your business. And in 2 months, correct me if these stats are wrong, but the stats I have, in 2 months, you gained over 8,000 followers and you started making daily sales in your online shop.
Yeah. So I'm actually at almost 12,000 now. I'll probably be at 12,000 by the end of the day.
That is insane. How did you get started with TikTok? Like, what drew you to the platform to even start playing with it?
Well, I listened to your episode with Betsy at Bloom Wolf, and Betsy and I are actually friends in real life. We've done some shows together. And so I reached out to Betsy and I said, hey, I've seen you be successful on TikTok. What's going on with that? Should I give it a try? And she really encouraged me. So I decided I would do a 2-month trial. everyday posting, like my best effort, see what happens, and then evaluate if that had an impact on my bottom line or not.
Okay, I love how methodical you were about this. I'm going to set a time parameter for which I'm going to try this. I'm going to set an intention to do this every day. I'm going to analyze the results at the end of this period to see if it's worth it to continue. So were you, I want to dive into more of the details, but like, were you using TikTok as a consumer before you started using it for your business?
I was not. And I'm going to be honest, TikTok scared the heck out of me.
Why? What about it specifically?
The way I described it on my Instagram is I felt like a very old woman entering a very loud arcade. And then I would just like delete the app and be like, I can't, I don't know what this is. I don't understand it. So when I made that dedication, it was not only to like use the app, but also to learn the app. I was not previously a TikTok user.
So what was the very first video you did? Like, what did you dip your toe in with? And did you pre-plan for any of this? Or did you just set the timer of like, okay, we're doing 2 months and let me figure it out from day one?
Well, I set the timer and went for it. I didn't have any plans. And my first video, I think, was like my 5-year small business journey. And like, there are so many things that I would change about that video now, but you know, I learned what I was doing. So
that's cool. So let's talk about content, the types of content that is like, there's a ton of, I studied TikTok last summer. I started playing with it and then I encouraged my mastermind clients to do so, which is why, well, one of the reasons, it's not the only reason, that Betsy started playing with it. Shayna from Steel Petal Press has had great success with it. Sarah McNally started posting a lot. Like, people are having a lot of success. And when I say success, I don't just mean followers, number of followers.
Right,
I mean that it's tracking to sales for sure.
Yeah, we're talking about thousands of dollars.
Yes, thousands of dollars of sales. So let's talk about content that has worked well for you on TikTok. What are you doing? How do you structure that?
Okay, so one thing that really surprised me not being a TikTok user before this is that I thought it was about humor and dancing and music. And I was not aware how TikTok is super generous with educational content. And so some of my best videos are educational content, whether that's related to like being a watercolor artist, being a business owner, even just educating about my products or what I do as a business owner every day. That stuff has been by far the most shared, most interacted with, and has led to the most purchases.
So are you sharing like what supplies you're using? What like just behind the scenes things like that?
Yeah, sometimes it's telling a story, like why I designed a particular card. Sometimes it's teaching something of value about my work or my niche. So showing my journey as an artist and how I've improved over time, or even just like basic tools in my studio. My second video was about the lamp that I use as an artist, and it got 50,000 views and I had 20 followers at the time. I was like, what is this app?
How does that, like, the numbers don't even compute at that point. You're like, what?
They don't. I had never, ever gotten anything close to that on Instagram. So I was in shock.
I bet. Okay. Are there any like content pieces that you've tried that have been complete duds that you wouldn't do again, that you tried once or twice and you're like, that's not really resonating with my people?
You know, a lot of TikTok experts recommend that you keep your videos short. And I don't know why, but my longest videos always do the best. So I think maybe it's the voice and the style of my content. But yeah, the shorter videos haven't been that successful for me, like the trends and things like that.
Were there any hangups before you got started? Like, were you nervous about showing your face or doing videos? Or what were some of your concerns heading into it?
So I was pretty comfortable with showing my face and doing video because I did stories for, you know, 5 years or whatever. But I was really nervous about the trolls once I realized the volume of viewers that I would be getting every day. And there for sure is some negativity that comes with that volume. I don't think that's a TikTok specific problem. I think it's just anytime you're getting thousands and thousands of interactions on something, you're going to get some pushback. So I think it more came with the volume than it did the app.
No, I get that too. And I'm on TikTok less now than I was when I was kind of testing it out not quite a year ago, but it was such a positive place. Mm-hmm. Like, it really was a lot of people encouraging each other, cheering people on. And yes, I agree with you. Like, at certain volumes, there's always going to be people that are negative and pulling you down. But I feel like there's a very unique community there. Have you had an easy time finding that community? Or have you been surprised by the types of people or the types of accounts that are following you and engaging with you?
So I've been really surprised by the community. At first, I didn't know where to look, right? I was like, where are the people who I'm interested in? And I started looking more on small business TikTok, and there I was able to find people who were in different types of businesses, but were also posting content about their products or their creation, art, stuff like that. And they've been so encouraging and so kind. Like I've made like friends on TikTok now.
It reminds me of Twitter back in the day. Like, I know I've shared this in the past on the show, but like our core paper camp speakers,
yeah,
and like my crew of people that I came up in the stationery world with, I met all of them on Twitter. It was before Instagram was even around, and it was, we were all prepping for the stationery show and like talking on Twitter and stuff like that. And it's funny how these online relationships evolve to become real friendships of people that we, you know, brainstorm with and make decisions with about our business and all of that. Okay, let's talk about going back to the content real quick. I want to circle back. What kind of calls to action are you adding to your videos, or what are you doing to specifically lead people that are watching your videos to actually shop in your online store?
So I think TikTok is more about a relationship for my customers than it is about promoting the products, because if it feels like an ad, people are going to scroll right by it. So it's about showing your products and teaching like how you make them and showing the value of them in ways that are really organic, like here's how I use my calendar, or this is who I would send this greeting card to, or why Mother's Day is really hard for moms with infertility. So talking about issues in real life and not promoting stuff in such an in-your-face kind of way.
Yeah. And not such a polished way too. One of the things that drew me to TikTok was that it was just pretty raw. It wasn't, you know, everyone's made up and filters. And I mean, there's some of that, of course, but it's just, it's a lot of just on the fly that people create and post too.
Absolutely. I find it way easier to create TikTok content because on Instagram, it's about the aesthetics and it's about presenting beautiful content. But TikTok is about being real and being a person and showing kind of the messy edges. And so it's way easier for me to put out this unpolished content. Whereas on Instagram, I feel like I have to spend hours and hours coming up with the perfect caption and the perfect lighting before anything is ready to post.
Yeah. So are you repurposing your TikTok videos as reels on Instagram?
I've done a few, but honestly, no. The main reason being that Instagram only has 30-second videos on reels right now. And most of my TikToks are like 45 seconds to a minute long. And so they don't really translate over well without more editing, but it's something I've thought about. So
yeah, it's definitely something I've thought about too. And then too, with the watermarks, I've heard that Instagram's like with the, like when you take a video out of TikTok, for anyone listening, it has a TikTok watermark on it. And I've heard that Instagram doesn't really like that, and they'll throttle views on videos that have the watermark. So I've seen a lot more people that are doing it in reels and then repurposing it on TikTok. But also to your point, the content, the way it's presented, the aesthetic of it on Instagram is very different than TikTok. So I don't, like, yes, we can repurpose these things, but I also feel like it doesn't land the same on both platforms.
It really doesn't. There are a couple of posts that I've put on both platforms, and some have done amazingly well on TikTok and flopped on Instagram, and a couple have done really well for me on Instagram and totally flopped on TikTok. I just think they're different communities, and so they want different things.
What are you measuring? Because I know, I mean, the fact that you did this 2-month trial and, you know, you're looking at the results, what are you measuring on an ongoing basis to make sure that the time you're investing in TikTok to create the content and engage with people, and, you know, it is a marketing vehicle for you, it is driving sales to your business, but what are you measuring? What are you checking in on? What kind of data points?
I'm looking at my web traffic, so visits per day. Overall, I've seen a pretty large increase in my website visitors from TikTok. And then I'm also looking at revenue, bottom line of sales coming in. And I've actually met new wholesale accounts on TikTok as well. So it's not just direct to consumer, but it's also other opportunities for revenue.
So it sounds like you're checking those daily, right? Like, or is it weekly, or what are you doing there?
I keep a close eye on it. So if not daily, then for sure every week I do a check-in and kind of compare last year to this year, last month to this month, last quarter to this quarter, all of those things. So
you're my kind of gal. I'm constantly looking at like those kind of comparison data points.
Is it working?
Well, because otherwise we continue to push into something. We give it time. We give it our energy. Sometimes we give it money of or just general resources, right? And if it's not working, we need to pull back and not focus there. Do you mind sharing some stats? How have your website visitor stats jumped? You mentioned a lot, but would you be willing to share?
Yeah, I would say, so I'm pretty sure compared to pre-TikTok, same year, 2021, my pre-TikTok website visits were about 30% lower than what they are right now.
Wow.
A big increase for me. And then as far as revenue is closer to a 15% increase in revenue. But again, I've only been on TikTok for 3 months, so it's still fairly new to those customers. And I am getting a lot of repeat visitors. So I do think that number will increase as they get warmed up and more comfortable with me and my brand.
Yeah, I think it'll be fascinating for you to take a look at the like 6 month point and also the year point of how it's transformed
for sure.
Your business. I know that you and I both share a warm, fuzzy feeling for slow, steady growth in our business. What is your experience been with growing your business slowly but intentionally, not just tied to TikTok, but also in general?
Well, as you know, I have a really slow business growth journey. I am not a miracle overnight unicorn. I started 5 years ago doing weddings. About 3 years ago, I transferred into more retail and greeting cards focus. And I frankly did not pay myself for the first 4.5 years. And that was really hard and really discouraging at the time because I saw friends around me doing amazing. And I was like, what am I missing? Where's the secret sauce?
Which, for clarification, it was just about not having found your groove yet, right?
Yeah. I didn't have as much skill developed as an artist. I didn't have as much skill developed as an entrepreneur. Understanding how to market was an entirely new world for me. I didn't go to business school. So I had a lot of skills that I had to learn in addition to the art skills I already possessed. And now I feel like I'm in this point where my art skills and my business skills are lining up and it is just like pouring gasoline on my business. It's really grown.
So I've known you for a while because you took paper camp and, you know, like, and I can see, I can hear the confidence in your voice and in your face right now, because we can see each other on the screen right now. Like,
yeah,
it's changed. You're so much more confident now. And I can see that you know where you're headed and where you want to go. And even if it's slowly, that you're on the right path for what you want to be doing. I mean, do you feel that way too?
Absolutely. I feel like the first 4 years was like business school, unofficially, you know, paper camp and all of the other research that went into learning how to be a business person. And now I feel like we're moving and grooving.
The train is going. I love it. Yeah. Awesome. You know, how do you weave this slow growth philosophy into what you create on TikTok and how you've approached TikTok? I mean, I know it's still fairly new for you, 3 months in, but I assume that that's embedded into who you are and how you're growing your business. So it would also be embedded into your marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. My goals with TikTok are not to go viral, because I understand that going viral is not a sustainable way to run a business. And so I think a lot of people get on TikTok and they're hoping for that magic video where they get orders and orders and orders from their website. But for me, I'm more focused on building a community of people there who enjoy my products, who understand what my brand is about, who are interested in my art. And it's more of a slower, smaller community than it is trying to get huge viral videos.
Well, too, a smaller engaged community can yield much stronger results sales-wise and visits to your website-wise than sometimes the viral stuff too. What misconceptions do you think people have about TikTok? I mean, there's a lot of like assumptions people make before they ever engage with the app. What do you think those are?
Okay, yeah. So if you've never been on the app, you probably think that it's for kids and that there's dancing and humor. And that's true. There are a lot of kids and there is dancing and there is humor, but there's a huge community of people with disposable income on TikTok. And so there is money to be made there. My customer average order value from TikTok is higher than my customer average order value on Instagram. It's surprising how many people are there that don't fit the stereotype of youth and, yeah, I guess youth. And then you don't have to dance. That would be my other one. That is a stereotype. My friend likes to say that Kyle has a strict no dancing policy. And so I was not interested in TikTok because I was like, I am not going to make a fool out of myself on camera. But there's a place for me on TikTok and there's a place for educational content and valuable content. So
totally. If you could go back again, would you like lurk for a little bit and like see what people are doing? Or would you jump straight in like you did this time around?
I'm really glad I jumped straight in. I would do it again. I think it worked out really well and it's continuing to grow. And I enjoy the learn as you go approach. As you know, that's how my business started. I just started and learned as I went. And so that's sort of been my approach with TikTok too.
All right. So people listening right now, they might be kind of warming up to the idea of getting onto TikTok. They're hearing you talk about the success you've had. They can hear how much fun you're having with it. I also want to say too, like, I love hearing how you are having fun with it and how you're building a community and engaging with other people, because so often we're hearing about how marketing channels are draining people. They're exhausting people. I can't keep up with the content creation and all this. But it seems like you've been kind of, you know, doing it at your own pace as you're inspired to do things. So for those listening that are starting to like warm up to this idea of like, maybe I should check out TikTok. Do you have any like concrete tips or strategies or advice that you want to offer them that they could implement?
Yeah, I have tons of notes on this. So one thing I would say is, you've got to evaluate before you start. Do I have the time and the desire to learn this new platform? Because if you don't and your business is already more than you can keep up with, it's not for you. You don't have to do it just because everybody else is doing it. And you really pointed out how I like it. I enjoy TikTok. And that's so true. So for me, it's fun to connect with people on there. If it's not fun for you, go do something else. Don't waste your time. But tips for good TikTok content. I'm pulling out my notes. I wrote lots of notes for you.
I love this. I love this. Go down. Break them down.
TikTok is fast. So you have about 3 seconds to capture someone's attention. So it really helps to front load your videos with a good hook, whether it's a question like, hey, do you want to see my art glow up from 2016 to now? Or a tip like one tool I absolutely recommend for artists is some kind of hook to get your customer interested in the video is really important. The same goes with visually. It can be a visual hook, like something beautiful, interesting, funny, something like that. And then I would always say to prepare your words and use them wisely, because TikTok is so fast. You don't have time for and for redundancies. People want you to pack content into short videos. And so you've got to go, go, go.
Do you write scripts then for your stuff?
So yeah.
That you keep it real concise?
I do. It's not like a formal script, but I have my notebook and I scribble out the basic outline and some phrases that I want to be sure to include in my video every single time I film.
That's awesome. All right, keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're totally fine. And then I would say keep your clips in each video short. So even if the video is a minute long, people don't want to see a 1 minute time lapse from the same angle of you painting that's going to get scrolled past. So you could change up your camera angles. You could insert B-roll type footage, show your face. People get bored on TikTok and they just scroll by. So you've got to keep it moving, keep it interesting, keep their attention.
Those are fantastic tips. I feel like it's evolved even since I was studying it last year. I mean, I think that the camera angles and keeping things short, the hook is definitely a great tip that they should take into consideration. And the words, like you really do only have a short window of time to capture their attention and to keep them there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your thoughts on music too? Like using the trending music or the up and coming music? Should people be studying that and focusing on that?
I do enjoy the music if it's like a day in the life video, like a vlog style video. But I personally don't focus super a ton on music, because if your content is good, TikTok's going to send it to people who are interested in your niche. So it doesn't really matter if you have the trending sounds, they can be helpful. But if your whole channel is just focused around trends and trending sounds, it's not really about anything of value. And so you've got to be clear how it relates to your niche, how it relates to your customer, make it interesting and keep it focused. If people click on your page, they should know that you're an artist or a creator. They should know that you're offering products. They should be able to see that immediately and not see like your beach vacation and photos of your dog and like your hobbies, because they're not going to subscribe to a channel that's not focused on content that they're interested in.
I love that you said this, because I think this kind of goes back to old school marketing techniques and tactics of, we need to keep it super tight and have like core things that we talk about. So like you said, showing people that you sell products, showing people what you sell and like the style in which you make those products too. Talking about who you are as an artist and what inspires and motivates you, because again, that's tied back to the business. It's tied back to the products you're making, the tools you use, the resources, that educational piece. I know there's a lot of people that sell physical products that are like, I'm not a coach. I'm not a business advisor. I'm not an educator. But the fact of the matter is, all of you guys have a ton of knowledge in your head from the trial and error that you've done growing your business.
Absolutely. And people want to hear it.
They do. And they want to hear it for a few reasons. One, because they're either looking for that content to help them in their own business. Two, they're curious about how other people are doing the same things that they're doing and if there's a better way. And three, people just love hearing behind the scenes, especially of small businesses. So I like how you broke that down. So then do you have kind of like 5 core content buckets, if you will, if we were going to put like a strategy around this? Do you have any sense of like, these are the 5 things I talk about on TikTok to bring it all home and keep it niched down?
I've never like named them all in a list, but if I think about it, yeah, I talk about watercolor art. I talk about entrepreneurship for product-based businesses. I do talk a little bit about TikTok marketing because some people are like, how did you grow so fast? And then I do some like tons of behind the scenes tools, you know, vlogs, packing orders, stuff like that. So, and questions. I forgot that one. If people ask you questions, answer them. People like to hear, you know, you never know what other customer has the same question. Sometimes those answers to customer questions can be really popular videos too.
Totally. Okay. Kyle, what is next for you? What are you focused on for the next like 3, 4, or 5 months or so?
So I'm working on, for the first time, an undated planner, which I'm really excited about because I get so many requests for planners, and being a little scared after 2020 was wild. I don't want inventory that has an expiration date. So this is a way for me to dip my toe into that and try it in a safe way. I'm hoping to be able to offer it this fall. So that's really exciting. And then I'm getting back.
That is exciting.
Yeah, I'm getting back into shows after many, many months of absence. So I'm excited to go to Chicago and Louisville, Grand Rapids later this summer, now that I'm vaccinated, and to see some customers in person.
Oh, that'll be great. We've had a lot of conversation in our labs community, and I've seen it spiking in our paper camp community too, of like, now that people are getting vaccinated and things are opening up a little bit more, what should I be doing? I think I'm actually going to do a solo episode of like how to determine if this is the right thing for you to be focused on, because I know some people are like ready to roll and get back out there in person, and other people are like, not yet. I'm not ready for that. So
yeah, I think I'm waiting toward the end of the summer for me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's, as you said, very personal decision. It's a personal thing. Cool. Okay. Where can people find you online? We also got to mention your TikTok handle, of course, but share your website and everything else.
My website is summerletterco.com. That's summer with an O. So it's SOMMER. And then I'm on the same on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere, summerletterco.
Awesome. Well, friends that are listening, go check out Kyle's TikTok for more inspiration and just to see how she's doing things. You've had tremendous growth, Kyle, and I'm so excited for you that you found something that feels like fun for you, and you're also seeing positive results of growing your business, growing your revenue, and creating that community we talked about too.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, Katie.
It was my pleasure, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
All right, friends, I hope you learned some new things about TikTok today and are inspired to go explore and see how it could benefit your product-based business. Over on TikTok, I'm at Proof to Product, and I follow a number of our Proof to Product community members, as well as Kyle. So you could use that as a jumping off point too, if you want to study or see what Kyle and others are doing. And be sure too to check the show notes for all of Kyle's links so you can follow her directly. Also, before I go, I need you to do 2 things for me. The first is, if you found this podcast episode helpful, please head over to Apple Podcasts podcast and leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. I read each and every one and it helps our show out tremendously. And secondly, if you want to see your products lining the shelves of your favorite stores, I want you to go join the waitlist for PaperCam. I only offer this program twice a year and we sell out every single time. Everyone on the waitlist gets first dibs on tickets, so head to proofedaproduct.com/papercamp to save your seat. That is all I have for you today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with your friends. I will be back next week with a new episode.